It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
On the Pig, 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible, Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown, three locations to serve you. And it's Friday the 13th, and looky who just walked in.
Friday!
It's Brian from the Capital Burger. The chef has graced us with his presence on Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious?
No, not at all.
Okay, nope. Good. Then you won't have to worry about black cats crossing your path or walking under ladders or anything like that.
Looking in mirrors.
Yeah.
All that turn kind of the lights stuff off, turn them back on. Oh, it's still me.
Scared me just a little bit. We're glad to have you, but we're saddened for the reason why came in, and it's to talk about a fundraiser for a good friend of the community who we lost recently. Tell us some more about the fundraiser that you're having and obviously the family that you're having it for.
Yes, we are wanting to do a fundraiser next Thursday, the 19th, from the time that Capital Burger opens at 11 till we close it down.
Mm-hmm.
For our friend Sean Matthews and his family.
Left behind.
Yes.
He passed away, unfortunately.
Right. They still have to go on, you know, living and everything. And we want to just show how much we appreciated and cared for Sean by wrapping our arms around his family at this time.
Yeah. Now, you started this whole idea, the plan for this was to help him when he got home.
Yes.
Is what you wanted to do.
Right. This was supposed to be just.
That's how this was designed.
Right.
He would be off his feet. Everyone knew that.
Right.
You know, he was pretty sick. And
right.
We wanted him to get better in his own time and just to help with bills and things.
So since that did not turn out the way obviously everyone wanted it to, now you're jumping in to help the family, which is great. Before we talk about all the things that are going to be going on at Capital Burger on that day to help out the family, tell us a little bit about Sean. I've heard so much in just the last few weeks about what a great guy he was, but also what a great EMS he was.
Well, imagine if you will a person who was in a career that...
Demanding career.
A demanding career around a bunch of type A personalities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who himself was a type A.
Right.
But also a peacemaker. You know, blessed, you know, Matthew says, blessed are the peacemakers.
I've heard that.
Right.
He was a peacemaker. That's what he wanted, was resolution in problems.
Right.
I think he made that his niche. He would walk in and things would calm down.
Right.
He had one of those just... a presence about him that if Sean was here, it could be diffused.
Right.
And there's a lot of stressors and things that happen in the EMS world that no one thinks about, because if you're not in that world, you don't know.
Right.
But Sean would walk in and go, okay, what's going on? You know, he had his own way of talking and his the way he carried himself. And he immediately made you feel like, okay, he's on my side.
Right.
Even if you were, you know, had a problem with somebody standing right beside you, he was on both your sides because he was about doing what was best for the patient, doing what was best for his employees, and getting the job done. And that was Sean Matthews.
So not
a
only,
great guy.
Not only was he smart up here about what he was doing, he had that uncanny knack of what you're saying. Pulling everybody together.
Yes.
Let's get the job done.
Hey, we're all on the
everything.
Same team still. Let's go. Yeah. And, I mean, people don't realize, you may not have known Sean, but somebody that you know has been reached and touched by Sean because the number of call volumes that the service takes, Sean was everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's helped somebody that you know, whether you realize it or not. And we want to take this time next Thursday to help his family.
Now it's time to help his family.
To recognize
recognize his efforts.
What all is going to be going on, because you got several things going on at Capital Burger next Thursday to help this family, so run that now.
Yeah, we're going to have... there's going to be memorial T-shirts for sale. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a bake sale.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do raffle for items.
Good.
And everything is going towards just giving back to him and his family at this time. We are going to donate a large portion of what we make. You know,
from the food sales
from the
for
food
that day.
Sales.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that'll be going on all day long as the food sales. Now the raffle and all the other bake selling, that'll be about what time you think that'll probably be?
Should kick off around 4.
Okay. But you can go anytime during the day and eat, and the proceeds will go.
Yes.
But if you want to be involved in the raffle, the bake sale, things like that, it'll be kind of evening hours.
Right.
Yes.
I can't think of a better place to go next Thursday than Capital Burger.
Yum. We have to go for fries.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll go for a bacon cheeseburger, okay. The Capital Burger.
All right. I'm off that day, but we'll meet up there.
But everybody, you know, if you're going to eat somewhere next Thursday and get you a burger, get you a really good burger.
Right.
And then this will help out this family in need.
Eat with a purpose.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. Good idea. All right, stick around because we'll kind of wrap it up again, but we also want you and Anna to play a game because we're just those kind of people. We like to be competitive.
Because like we're going to win.
Really, we like to play games. Coming up, more of the best and most country right here on The Pig. It is Friday the 13th.
Do you want one?
George Strait. Yeah, I want a kolache.
Yeah.
But not right now. I got to talk.
We have to talk.
On The Pig, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. Yeah, that was George. You can't make a heart love somebody.
Nope.
Millway Credit Union is the morning show sponsor, stronger, smarter, sensible, and they are your financial institution of choice. We're talking with Brian, the chef from Capital Burger, and he is in here today. And, of course, we are talking about a fundraiser that he has for a very special family, and we'll hit on that again right before we wrap it up. But we did want to play a little game. Play along out there in Radio Land with Anna and Brian as we play Yes or BS.
All right.
I love
Let's
this one.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You decide whether it's Barbra Streisand or if it's real stuff.
Okay.
In 1787, the U.S. minted a copper coin with the motto, "Mind your business." Is that yes or BS?
That's stupid enough to be true.
Yeah.
Stupid enough to be true.
Sounds American enough to me.
Yeah, it is. And you are correct. Both of you are correct. It is yes. The first credit card issued was in 1950, and it was the Diners Club.
I don't know. What do you think?
The Diners. I've heard of Diners Club.
So yep. Let's go with that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes. Yes. Frank McNamara started the company with 200 cardholders at the time in 1950.
Could you only use it to buy food?
Was it made of platinum like the big ballers have today when they clink it on the counter and let you know that they're super rich?
Yeah, I don't know.
And they throw their card down and it goes clink, clink, clink.
Maybe so. 10 tons. 10 tons of space dust falls on the Earth every day.
Yes.
I agree with him.
You're going along with...
He was confident.
Well, he was confident for a reason. He had it right. The good old octopus has not one, not two, but three hearts.
Sure does.
That sounds...
And two stomachs.
I'm going to go with him.
He knows his octopus.
Well, that's because you've had to dissect them.
He is quite correct.
Done that.
Earth is the only planet in the solar system not named from Greek or Roman mythology.
You're correct.
And yes is the answer. They say the name Earth derives from an old English word.
Okay.
It looks like Eorthy, but I don't know.
Wait, what?
An old English word?
Yeah, an old English word.
Eorthy.
Eorthe.
All right. Somebody call us and tell us how to say that.
University of Massachusetts is the oldest university in the United States of America. Yes or BS?
Isn't that Harvard?
Harvard.
It is Harvard.
Yeah, they were the Puritans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1639, Harvard was there. Eagles, you know, those eagles that fly in the air, mate in the air.
Well, that sounds dumb enough to be true.
Dumb enough to be true. What do you say there, Brian?
Well, I know that planes can refuel in the air. So
are you saying yes?
I guess that's where we learned it.
Oh, okay. Yes is the answer. Okay, and let's see, two more. Over 10,000 islands make up the Philippines. 10,000 islands make up the Philippines, yes or BS?
I don't think so. That sounds like too many.
Yeah, I think it's too many.
It is too many, but 7,107 is a lot, to be exact.
It's a lot of islands.
And finally, Winston Churchill's mom invented the fuzzy navel cocktail. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to call BS.
That's what your mom said.
Well, she did invent a cocktail, but
it
was the Manhattan cocktail and not the other.
Ooh, we love Manhattan.
Y'all did extraordinarily well on Yes or BS.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations to both of you.
This is Yes or BS.
Yes. So once again, Brian, run down all the activities that are going to be going on next Thursday, the 19th, at Capital Burger. To help out the Sean Matthews family.
Yeah, we're going to show love to his family and just support Sean. Tell him that we love him still. And reach out 11 a.m. till 8-ish, mm-hmm. 9-ish, mm-hmm. hopefully 10-ish.
Mm-hmm. If the demand is still there,
if the demand is still there, we'll remain open.
And people can do takeout. And it
oh, yeah,
counts.
Very much so.
So right. a large bar.
We have Waiter, we have DoorDash.
Yeah, and all
we
of
have
that.
All those options.
Large part of the profit of the food sales that day.
Yes.
From when you open to when you close on the 19th.
A raffle.
Go to Sean Matthew. Then t-shirts, later in the evening.
T-shirts.
Yeah. T-shirts, raffle. Bake sale.
Bake sale.
Yes.
So a lot of ways to get involved and enjoy some fellowship and good time, but help out a family that really, really, really needs it.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, Brian, for doing this, first of all.
Well, we want to be here for the community and just, you know, tell our friend that we still love him and thinking about his family.
Well, God bless his family, and and I hope that people will show up next Thursday, the 19th, at Capital Burger. Once again, for those people that may be under a rock and don't know where you're located, tell them where you're located.
We are at 5309 North State Line, across the bridge there at the interstate.
Yeah.
Just north of I-30. Like if you were on your way
right
to
there on
Ashdown,
the left.
It's on the left. You're coming in from Ashdown, be on the right. And, hey, have a great time next Thursday and help them out. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
No problem.
Have a good Friday the 13th, by the way.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.